Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we had good news around here, right? Good news around here with respect to Bill Cowher getting put into the Hall of Fame or getting elected into the Hall of Fame. It's a thing of where, you know, you look at all of the people that were eligible for the Hall of Fame, and it's tough to figure out, you know, why Bill Cowher was picked other than he was a TV analyst. Because I think that if you look at all of the, if you look at all of the coaches that were available, I think they all had very similar resumes. But here's one of my biggest complaints. One of my biggest complaints is that the Hall of Fame was never supposed to be what I would consider to be cheapened like this. Okay? And it's supposed to be among the elite. The elite of the elite is what it's supposed to be. And I think that, you know, if you look at it, really what it comes down to is that the centennial class, which is what Cowher was a part of, has sort of, I don't know, cheapened things. I know that that's not, you know, a popular take around here. It's sort of cheapened things in my mind. Because to me, I just feel like it really was supposed to be an elite of the elite to get in. And the whole point about the, you know, the centennial class, I actually didn't have quite as much of a problem with it. You know, the Hall of Fame didn't start till 1963. So there's a lot of old timers that maybe got overlooked. And that was supposed to be what this class was about, was to try and make sure that they could, you know, drag some of those old timers that maybe just didn't have the benefit of playing in the television era and all that. You know, that's really what it was supposed to be. But here's the thing, and let's face it, you cannot sell tickets to a banquet or whatever you're trying to do, and you won't get a lot of people interested. If you have a bunch of guys that nobody's ever heard of or nobody saw play, or better yet, if you got a bunch of guys that are dead playing, you've got a bunch of guys that are dead. That's, you know, what I look at. They want to make sure that they have a banquet, they have a celebration, that there are people there. And, you know, so they basically have, you know, opened it up a little bit, and they decided that they were going to put in 15 people. And here's where it goes, okay? So I'm going to give you some of the details here. The motivation for the class was to account for players from the first 30 or so years of the NFL. The Hall opened in 63. It was always a little more difficult for those from the league's earliest time to get in. You know, the first 30 years, which would have been, you know, 1920 till about 1950 or something. The Hall assembled a 25-man blue ribbon panel to handle it. 13 were plucked from the Hall's regular pool of voters. The remaining 12 included people like Bill Belichick, Bill Polian, Ozzie Newsome, and Ron Wolf. The 15-man class will break down like this. 10 will be from the seniors category. That's players who have been eligible for election for more than 20 years but aren't in. Three will be contributors, and the other two, well, as we all know, are coaches. So Jimmy Johnson and Bill Cowher are in. Dick Vermeil, Buddy Parker, Marty Schottenheimer, Mike Holmgren, Don Coryell, Dan Reeves, all were on the list. They're all out. In the seniors category, a working list of over 200 names was distributed. The voters then gave the Hall a top five from every decade. From those lists, 20 finalists were selected to go with 10 finalists in the contributors category and 8 finalists in the coaches category. They voted the 20 seniors down to 15, then from 15 to the 10. There was no final 80%. There was no final 80% vote, as there is normal voting for the classes. So here's basically what happens. Now they're going to put together this class of 15. And, you know, interestingly enough, they're not going to go into the Hall the same weekend that the modern day, the five that get elected, you know, Troy Polamalu will be one, and, you know, whoever, you know, gets elected. That group goes in at the Hall of Fame game, the day before the Hall of Fame game. Well, this group is going to go in the fall sometime. So, again, you get a TV special, you get a banquet, you get all, you can milk this as much as you want, which is what the NFL is the best at. And so, you know, that's really what this is about. Let's face it. The NFL will monetize this like you have no, you've never seen. But my issue is this. It's Bill Cowher, all these guys that are from, you know, the last 25 years that didn't get in under normal voting shouldn't be getting in. The Hall of Fame, you know, here's my thing. The Hall of Fame is supposed to be exclusive. It's supposed to be hard to get into. It's supposed to be for the best of the best of the best. And I'm sorry, but Bill Cowher, I look at Bill Cowher and I say, there's probably about 20 coaches I could come up with a very similar resume. You know, the Mike Holmgrens of the world. Dan Reeves got the four Super Bowls, for God's sake. You know, there's a lot of guys that have, you know, Mike Holmgren, Mike McCarthy, who's actually back coaching. But, I mean, there's Sean Payton, Mike Tomlin. I mean, there are a number of players. You know, to me, and I look at Jimmy Johnson, I'm sorry, the guy doesn't have 100 wins. The guy does not have 100 wins. I don't think he coached for like 8 years or whatever it was. He doesn't have 100 wins. That should be – longevity should have something to do with it. And, yeah, he won two Super Bowls and he built the Cowboys. Here's my question, and I'm going to be brutally honest about why I don't like the way that this has gone down, because this is 100%. This is about marketing and everything else. If Jimmy Johnson, A, wasn't with the Cowboys, say he was with the Bengals and won two Super Bowls, and he wasn't a Fox News analyst, would he be in? There's no chance. He was with the Cowboys. That was, you know, America's team and all that stuff. Star-studded group that he put together. And he's with Fox. So, again, it's marketing. Bill Cowher's with CBS. Someone was joking the other day. They said, well, what is Dan Reeves and Dan Reeves and Marty Schottenheimer, you know, Mike Holmgren, what do they have to do? And the joke was, get hired on TV as an analyst. Well, that shouldn't be the criteria. I mean, to me, they should have to, you know, basically they should have to really go and they should have to go through the process. And if they don't go through the process, you know what? Then how do you put them in? I don't understand how you put them in. It's just, you know, You elect five guys every year. Let the best five candidates every. And here's the thing I always say. Why do you got to elect people every year? Well, because you have to have a ceremony. But if there are, you know, if there aren't guys that are really, if there aren't guys that are really worthy, you're putting guys in that shouldn't be there. So to me, I mean, and this is not a slam of Bill Cowher by any stretch. I mean, Bill Cowher, obviously, I love Bill Cowher. I think he was a hell of a coach. I think he's an even better guy. It has nothing to do with him. My thing is, he's really, really good, but I don't know if he's Hall of Fame. You know, I don't know if he's Hall of Fame good. So, you know, I really, really, you know, when I see these kinds of things, you know, this is about marketing. This is about marketing and selling. Nothing else. It's not about putting the best, you know, the elite of the elite in. That's what it was supposed to be. And that's just what it that's just what it is. That's what it goes down to. To me, you know, you got to make sure that the process is 100% about putting the best of the best of the best in. Now, I don't necessarily have a problem with the way, you know, they do it where they pick, you know, the five guys, they go from 25 to 15 to 5 for the modern day guys. But I'll be honest, you don't have to put five in every time. You don't have to put five in every time. And I think the fact that you do, again, it's 100% about marketing and nothing else. And that's, to me, what we're talking about. You know, it's 100% about marketing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.